And you can talk too. We want you to.
I don't want to sound stupid.
You won't. You've heard the songs.
We sound stupid.
Never mind.
Oh, okay.
He's probably remembering something that we don't remember right now.
Or last show. Weekend.
He's probably remembering last weekend.
Okay. Okay, in 3, 2. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another mini pop. I'm Richard, along with
April,
and for the first time, Chris.
I thought you were gonna talk the same time as me. So I was like, Don't be stupid, Chris.
Today we're looking at the EP Crash Course that was done by Young Lions. They're a band out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we'll let April take it away for the music review.
All right. So, like Dad said, they're from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they are considered an alternative pop rock group, I would say, and maybe splice in some electronics, maybe techno, kind of, a little bit less.
Yeah, they've been described as some people describe them as electronic pop, some describe them as alternative pop, but it's kind of a mixture, so.
Yeah, and so their first EP has come out, Crash Course, and there are 7 tracks on there, but in case you don't realize this, if you go pick it up, there are actually a total of 5 songs on there. The last 2 are just different versions of 2 other songs. So just in case you were looking forward to 7 songs. And
the last 2 were produced to be radio play songs, so yeah. If they did get on the radio. Because the first one is Kill.
Yeah.
And they cut it down for time.
And the other one was Girlfriends Got Me Down, which we played in our interview, and that was because of
explicit language.
Yeah.
But for a band, instead of being located in one of the coastal regions, they are in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So that's kind of a unusual and unique place for a band to be. But
I think that would kind of suck, though.
Oh, I was going to ask him. Sorry.
Yeah.
I have a friend. I have a buddy down there. I wanted to know if he knew him or not.
Oh.
Matt Bolin.
Okay.
Shout out.
Mentioned him one time before, I believe.
Yeah, he the last I heard,
Matt's so famous.
He was playing at Toby Keith's bar, I can't remember the name of it, in Oklahoma City off and on.
Oh, cool.
He tried out for The Voice. There was a picture of him on Facebook.
Okay.
And he had a picture of him holding up his audition certificate or whatever. But I was gonna ask him if he was familiar with him. But oh well.
No.
I was gonna shrink the world a lot more.
He might know them. Seems like they were pretty much around. Seems like one of the things John mentioned in the visit we had was that it was kind of nice being in that area because they were close to Dallas, close to St. Louis, mm-hmm. some of the big major cities.
And then it'd also be harder because other big cities. They can't get to,
getting,
you know.
To the coast is hard.
That's definitely.
But at least they don't have to travel clear across the country. They're pretty centralized.
Cut in half.
True.
Yeah. But talking about the actual songs in it, overall, I thought it was a good EP, but I wasn't the biggest fan of most of the songs. I don't know.
It grew on you, basically. Is that what you're
It kind of grew on me. I'm starting to like them a bit more, but my least favorite song, which I hate, which Dad loves, is My Own Town. Because basically what they do is they do some cool oohs at the beginning, you know. And then they do the verse. And then the rest of the song, rest of those 3.5 minutes, is oohs.
And
is it a cappella or is it?
No.
Well, they've got the instruments behind, but they have this
instruments
like,
are behind it.
This
and it's,
rhythm of ooh, so they just loop.
It's a very hairband type of song.
Oh, okay.
And it's
well, that,
whoa,
okay. See, that's why you. That's is. Why and you like it.
It's I like the. It's called back to my days and with the hairband.
I really,
so I
really
it.
Like it. I think it sounds cool, but you know, put in some lyrics.
Oh, that's the first song on the album.
The interview.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember it now. Okay.
Yeah. The ooh, ooh, ooh.
But I enjoyed it. It was a callback to my days, so that was cool for me.
Another thing about it, like, and you know, of course, songs are repetitive with their lyrics and everything, but I feel like this one was really repetitive. Like, they would take, I don't have, I see the thing. Because they have the lyrics in the EP so that you can kind of sing with them, which is good. Okay, so, like on I Give Up, there's this part, I'm breaking down. Really cool lyrics. They say, like, three times in a row. And it's like, I get it. Can we continue the song, please? Let's go. You know, and the songs sound good, but, you know, just very repetitive. I would say rhythmically monotone.
I don't know if the rhythmically monotone. I like, to me, I appreciated them because they were a little bit more simpler in sound, and it'd be real easy for people to pick up and sing just right off the bat, pretty much.
And
sometimes it's hard to write a simple song.
Right. Yeah. No, I like they sound similar to a lot of alternative that I've heard. So when I first started listening to it, I could relate back, and therefore it was, you know, the emotion I had right away was, oh, this is kind of good.
I think what threw me off and started me, like, digging in on them was because every time, like, a song would start or there'd be some part of a song where I'd expect a hard drop because, you know, they're supposed to be kind of a rock group or, like, heavy instrumentals, you know, it still sound more pop. And I'm like, I need those instruments. You know, if I'm expecting a rock group, I want to.
But they're not
rock.
Really
well,
a
maybe
rock
the,
group. They're
but that's how they make it interesting.
But I know they're not. But you know, when I think they are going into it, it's like
you have this idea of what it's going to sound like,
and then
it throws you off.
Yeah,
you have preconceptions before.
So
you
then I have
to
like dig into
well,
all of their
and
songs.
Sometimes they do that on purpose. I mean, it keeps you interested. It keeps you guessing what's coming next.
Not for me.
Sometimes it can be turned off.
Not for me, but I'm a picky listener.
I say they're simple songs, but then there's one song, the second song, I believe, is Kill, had three progressions in it.
That's my favorite song.
And that showed, you know, a little bit of musical skill, and that's not something you see every day.
It takes quite a bit to make it all come together. Yeah.
Right, and you don't see that every day. And The pop artists today and the real popular people don't do that because they're out to make the money, where, you know, Young Lions is here saying, you know, let's do something musical as well. So that one, and to me, even though, like I said earlier, they sound simple, but this one, because of the three progressions.
There are some artists in today's pop that is all repetition, and it just makes you want to shut it off.
But
I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want the Uber fans coming after me. But
just say it, and we'll edit it out.
No, I don't want to. Okay,
well,
okay.
Because
there you go.
And they
she's
have,
the web.
And like April said, they have their repetitive lyrics too. But that's going to be in almost any song. But
and see, me and Dad, when we were driving here, we were, you know, listening to the radio after we'd gotten the drops and everything, and we noticed, well, they're really repetitive too, but they've got enough background voices going on, just random riffs in there, or just instrumentals bouncy enough, just they got enough changes in there while they're singing the same thing that you don't notice it really as much, or I don't notice as much or something.
And that's where April and I differ with Kill. I think that's, you know, like I've already said, they really went to town on that one. And it's kind of sad because they went back and re-edited what with just the
to do a
the
radio
second and
single.
Third progression are not there. It just ends at the first. And to me, that's kind of sad that if people are going to wait and listen to this on radio play, they're not going to hear the whole song.
How did it change the music? How did it change the meaning of that song when they cut out those last, or did it when they cut out the last part of that song, or last, what did you say,
to me the first part is just basically the guy going through the loss of a loved one as his girlfriend.
The middle, you're just depressed.
The middle one is kind of like, to me, it was a dreamscape where the separation's happened And he's thinking, what could he have done to save it and so forth. And then
that's
when
what
it comes
happens
back,
when you don't have a woman in your life, guys. You're just like lost.
We're lost. Yes, we are.
This is not Match.com.
No. And then when it comes in with a third progression, it comes in with more of a hard rock feel. And it's like, okay, get off your butt. Yeah, I know you're feeling sorry for yourself. And yes, she's gone.
Time to move on.
Either go back and
suck it up, buttercup.
Get her and be the person that you want to be with her, or like you just said, move on to find somebody else. And to me, that was the three
stopped.
Progressions, and that's where it stopped. To me, musically, that's what how I
it still says a story from beginning to end, though. I mean,
but it's using the same lyrics throughout. It's just the instrumentation with the progressions.
Oh, okay.
The instrumentations made
and
that
I
differentiation.
Like Kill Excuse too me. Because they try to integrate more techno stuff into it, electronics and everything. The first one you noticed was My Own Town. They had the beginning part of it, but I think that was more of a flop for us because it was so jarring. Like, it doesn't sound anything like any of the rest of the album. So that's already like setting you up for something, and then going in and it's not it at all for the whole rest of the album. But Kill, I think they did it very well, like with all the electronics, because I don't know, this is gonna make me sound really weird, but when I hear music, sometimes like it travels and like, you know, like it'll be moving around the room for me. And so that's and I love that, and that's kind of what Kill did at some parts, and they really integrated the electronics with the instruments really well. I liked it.
And Kill was the opening drop for this mini pop episode. So, and if you want to look for their music, excuse me, you can go to iTunes. John said it was available there. Any other music source. You can also go to their website, which was younglionsmusic.com. So you would need to go there to look for them. And they said if you'd want a physical copy,
contact them on their webpage. Just look for it.
And my favorite song, April will mention hers here in a minute, but my favorite song was the very last one. It has the explicit language in it.
The Girlfriend's Got Me Down.
Yep. And again, that's because it went back to a simpler sound. It was just acoustic, like Chris mentioned that in the interview. That's what appealed to me. It was, and I don't know why, but for some reason, that's the one I gravitated towards the most, just sound-wise. I really enjoyed it. And even with it having the explicit language, it says in part of the lyrics, if you'll give that to me, April.
Yep.
One of the, and this is one where, yes, it is an explicit language, and we are going to, on the interview, we play the original. So you'll hear it during the interview that was already done. If you want to go back and listen to the interview, if you haven't already. But part of the lyrics is, my girlfriend's got me down. I hate this fucking town. My girlfriend's got me down. And to me, that made the song, because it made it universal for everybody anywhere. And like I said in our visit, you could be in Timbuktu and hear this song, and you could relate to it. Boston, England, Russia, whoever. Everybody knows about the times when, whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend, they have you down. And see, for the radio mix, they changed it to
Redneck Town.
Redneck
which
Town.
Which
kind of limited it geographically. Mm-hmm. And I wish they could have done it somehow a little bit different, but I, like I mentioned during the visit, I understand why they had to do it, but it's a shame.
Yeah, I think with that song, I don't know, kind of when he came on so strong with My Girlfriend's Got Me Down, it just like, it made me enjoy the song less because it was just so whiny. I guess I kind of pictured us like, oh, boohoo, like little violin, and you know. But that's just me. Yeah, that's just. Nee, 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 nee.
That's because it was a guy singing it, and the girl's like, ah. We're here with a heart, broken heart, and I don't care about you.
I don't know. I just don't like that part. Oh, but there was this part that in that song that just I hate. Oh my gosh, it's horrible. Towards the beginning and at the end, there's this part that goes, and now I'm back down. Don't you want more? But the way he says more, just it just goes to crap. And so instead of sounding like more, it sounds like meh.
You know what? I'm going to say this real quick.
I don't like that.
You're not in the mindset of a 12-year-old. You'll notice in the interview, he said he wrote these lyrics when he was young teenager.
That's why I started like, I was like, oh, no, duh. Of course they're so explanatory. But like,
But and, well, for but someone before, who doesn't, yeah. for someone who doesn't know that he wrote these letters right. when he was a young
that's
kid,
that's how
it could
yeah.
put. It can. It has. Right. It has potential.
When he told me about that,
but
I got
we didn't
that.
Know this prior to the visit.
Right.
I enjoy the song completely. Where April, that part, she doesn't like. As she said,
I picture that face. Like,
I had no problem. You know, it, right. it was enjoyable. So you can tell that how different people hear the music in different ways by just how her and I are disagreeing. Love you.
I think really the songs I really enjoyed on here was Kill, because the electronics in there, and I Give Up. I like it. I like the song, but it's repetitive for me. It's noticeable repetitiveness, I guess you could call it. But it's more of that hard rock that I was expecting, and so that's why I kind of like it more, because, okay. Oh, thank you. Something I was expecting. Which isn't, it's not bad that it didn't sound like anything I was expecting, yeah. but...
The majority of these songs, the four, probably the first song's not quite as much of a downer, but the four other songs are a little bit of, lyric-wise, a subject that's not very pleasant, but if you don't want to go through breakups and all that good stuff. But the music to it is lively, and it keeps it upbeat, so that's it's enjoyable still.
So some people probably just chuck right through it, just don't even notice.
And he mentioned that during their next EP, there'll be a little bit, some lighter stuff diversity. Mixed in there as well. So that's good that there's going to be some diversity within their music styles. So one of these, what do you think about
what?
Placing it within a library?
I wouldn't pick up an EP.
You don't think so?
No. I would, because it's only the 5 songs.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
And so if...
So if they would do maybe a full-out album?
I would say... Well, what, depending on where you are, and yeah.
How much is this?
I'm not sure. This was kind of comp to us, so
yeah,
right. Well,
and we do need to mention that
depending
Carla
on
McDonald from the Muse Box did send us this to review and to interview
we
John. So we
it.
Definitely
she,
appreciate
she
that.
She used
thank you,
Hello
Carla.
Kitty paper.
So, yeah,
wrote us a note. It was very cute.
So we appreciate her comping it to us. On their website, they don't actually have they have a store, but there's nothing in their store. And that's why John mentioned in an interview and why we mentioned earlier, you'll have to contact them
to get stuff.
To get
yep.
the EP. So I'm not really sure how much it would cost, and I didn't even think to ask him that during the visit. So
ask him.
Doesn't it say on the back?
There's a barcode.
Oh, let me see it. I'll scan it with my phone.
You have the scan thing? There's an app for that.
So
I would say don't pick up the EP just because, you know, quantity. You,
okay.
You want to... Money's worth, you know, for
I can understand.
A library.
With libraries and budgets, I can understand that. For an individual,
go for it.
Yeah,
if you like it, pick it up.
And if you don't want the physical, there's always the digital.
Yeah, they're on iTunes.
You mentioned they were on iTunes, so you can go there and download their music.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it.
I don't mind it.
And it was one of those where Carla contacted us, and it, like April said, we didn't know what it was going to be like. April,
yeah.
Expectations were different than mine. So when I listened to the album, it was actually, I enjoyed it. And April had a little bit different experience. But that's what music is about, is the different experiences from an individual.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you should just hate the music, because even though I didn't enjoy this as much as I have other things, I don't hate it. You know, it's not the worst thing I've ever heard, really, because I've heard some pretty bad stuff. This is by no means bad music. It's just not my type of music, and you probably don't have my taste, because I'm a really picky listener. If I go into something expecting something, I want that, and if it's not, I'm not gonna like it. That's just how I am. But
and she doesn't like change either.
I don't.
Chris rearranged his office, and my God.
OCD, I swear. Mom just thought, you know, pills would be too expensive, so she's like, suck it up, April. Just be horribly troubled when you're older. So the OCD that nobody cares about.
any joy? No joy?
My phone's being slow.
Ah.
There's an app for that.
All right. It's on cdbaby.com at 99 cents a song.
A song.
Hey, that's not bad.
And like I said, you can contact John or one of the other band members. We'll get back with you.
They would definitely get
through
you
their
something.
Website, and they'll give you a price and could send you a physical copy.
Yep.
But I think
that's it.
Pretty much wraps it up. We appreciate John and Carla working with us and getting us the EP to listen to. We enjoyed visiting with John. And we are going to actually leave out with
I Give Up.
I Give Up. So everybody out there, have fun. We're having fun. We'll see you later.
Bye. Say bye.
Bye.
Chris, say bye.
I'm breaking down. We're breaking
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.